Houston's 15th annual Dance Salad Festival gets underway tonight in the Cullen Theatre of the Wortham Centre and continues through Saturday. Modern ballet and contemporary dance companies from 11 countries, several of them appearing in the United States for the very first time, present three rotating programmes, no two of which will be exactly alike. At a press preview yesterday, KUHF's Catherine Liu spoke with the founder and artistic director of the festival, Nancy Henderek, and with choreographers from two of the participating companies. Eva Duda, whose piece Carnival will be performed by the Central Europe Dance Theatre of Budapest, and Eric Gauthier, whose own company based in Stuttgart, Germany, will present his work, Orchestra of Wolves.
So, Nancy Henderek, how many companies are you bringing to Houston through Dance Salad this year, and what were you looking for when making the selections?
13 companies are coming to Houston, and what I look for is a uniqueness, very good dance, and the choreography is really strong. It's very choreographically driven, so I call myself a curator of dance, and I'm always looking for something that really can strongly communicate to the audience in some way or another. They're all can be very unique and very different. It can be ballet, it can be modern, it can be anything in between. A historic piece, which we have this year from France. But it just has to have something unique that the audience can identify with or learn from or enjoy. It can be just the music, how it's used, or it can be the style, or it can be the flavor of it, since this is a dance salad. And I just have to like it in some way and see that it has some value in it to bring it here.
So speaking of some of those unique elements, can you give us some highlights of this year's mix of dances and dance companies? Are there any making their U.S. debut or Houston debut, for example?
There are. There are several making a U.S. even debut, let alone Houston. For one, I was invited to Hungary this year by the National Dance Theater, and I spent a week there watching all kinds of wonderful dance and different companies. And from that visit, I have invited the National Ballet of Hungary. That's really their opera house ballet, and then a contemporary group. Actually, the choreographer, Eva Duda, who you will hear from in a minute, we're very happy to have her work here. Also, we have the Royal Ballet of Flanders coming with a wonderful piece of choreography by Christian Spuk. We have the Norwegian National Ballet with a Paul Lightfoot piece, which is going to be very unique and wonderful. And the English National Ballet has a wonderful pas de deux. The Ballet de Lorraine is bringing in the one that I talked about from France. That's a historic piece from Dominique Bagouet. Compañía Nacional de Danza from Mexico City is bringing another piece celebrating their 200 years of being a republic. The Netherlands Dance Theater is represented in a work by Jiri Killian, a beautiful pas de deux. And we also have Galobert Azurpardi Company, de danza from Barcelona, Spain. That's their first time in Houston. Gautier Dance from Germany. Also Jacobi and Pronk, who have been here a couple of times, these gorgeous dancers. There's also another little theme in terms of the Hungarian National Ballet have two pieces with a literature value. The Anna Karenina and the Brothers Karamazov are being told through dance. So we're very excited about that.
Well, Nancy Henderek, a pleasure talking with you as always. And thank you for curating, producing, and directing Dance Salad once again.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
So now we're talking with one of the very talented and young choreographers that Nancy Henderek alluded to a moment ago. I'm with Eva Duda, who has choreographed a major work. This work is called, a new work, it's called Carnival.
Yes, this is a piece which I made as a guest artist for Central European Dance Theater, which is a basic group in Budapest doing contemporary art. Mm-hmm. In dance, and I've been invited to the company three times. This is my last work called Carnival, which is a one-hour piece, and we brought a short part from this piece.
Okay, an excerpt.
Yeah.
And it explores the subject of transformation, I understand. Describe that to me and what inspired.
Yeah.
Is it about something? Does it tell a story or...
It has several short stories, and like a film, we jump from one story to the other story, and sometimes it's not in time, it's not after each other. Okay. It's jumping also in time and also jumping between the subjects, but we always go back to the first one or the second one or the third one. There are 8 dancers in it, and there are 2 clowns who talk about this carnival. They don't talk, they dance.
And they speak through their movement.
Yeah, they speak through their movement, and they, like 2 little devils, they manipulate the others. And there's a lot of erotic subjects, very emotional subjects, also transforming into different kind of... Like to have another mask.
Okay.
I think everybody has different kind of personalities inside, mm-hmm. not just one, but we have several. And I was working with these several other masks, another faces we have. Yes. And also it's about aggressiveness, also about love, also about how we want to eat each other sometimes, how we want to grab each other mm-hmm. and take... rule, I think this is the best word in English, how we want to rule each other's life and not let the other one stay free, mm-hmm. because we have a lot of bad...
The dark side of
ourselves. Yes, that's why it's Carnival, because we're showing different sides of our personalities yeah. and about human behavior.
Yeah. Both the dark and the light
yeah.
and all
yes.
of the in-between
yeah.
as well. Your style has been called dynamic, surprising, and organic. How would you describe it and how this piece looks?
I use a lot of kind of styles, from classical ballet through modern techniques until street dance and folklore. I like to mix. I learned a lot of stuff during my active dance life, and I always mix different styles to make a new one for the new piece. So I never use the same thing twice. Of course, probably I have some expressions and some movements which I use again and again, but I'm always trying to develop new ones and always trying to develop special ones for the special piece I'm working on.
Well, the Central Europe Dance Theater of Budapest, Hungary, is making its U.S. premiere here at Dance Salad and will be performing your new work, Carnival, by choreographer Ava Duda here. Ava, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much. And I just want to say one word. It's a big honor to be here in the U.S. And this festival, I think, is very, very high standard internationally. Yeah. Thank you.
We're lucky to have you.
Yeah, me too. Thank you very much.
I'm here now with award-winning choreographer Eric Gauthier of Gauthier Dance of Stuttgart, Germany, making also a U.S. premiere here at Dance Salad. So congratulations and welcome.
Thank you very much.
So tell us about this piece, Orchestra of Wolves. It's set to Beethoven's 5th mm-hmm. and is indeed about an orchestra.
It sure is. It's I'm a big fan of classical music, and I've been a fan, anyways, of the 5th from Beethoven, mm-hmm. this huge ba-ba-ba-bom, bom-bom. But I was always searching for the right idea to do with that music.
Yes.
Because I'm not one choreographer to just do steps to a music. I need a full-on concept to go with the music. Mm-hmm. And since the music is so severe and so solid and strong, I wanted to do the opposite on stage. So, I went to a conductor and I said, how does it feel to conduct this piece of music? And he said, you know, Eric, I'm going to tell you the truth. We're all afraid of this music. One wrong baton movement and the whole orchestra falls apart. And then I thought to myself, well, how would a conductor feel? Like a little bird in front of an orchestra of wolves. So the moment he hits the first notes with his baton, it reveals the wolves. So the whole orchestra are wolves. They're in their tuxedos with beautiful wolf masks. And then during the ballet, he of course makes a mistake and puts his arm down in the wrong moment. And I can't tell you the end of the ballet, but all that's left of the conductor's yellow feathers. I can tell you that. Yeah.
So also a playful piece in a way.
Very, very, very playful. Yeah. It's a fun piece.
Playing off of our insecurities, but also...
Well, they say it's kind of true. What happens in the pit, you know, mm-hmm. that the conductor gets all the glory and the musicians are just hammering at their instruments, and often they just get like a bit more light to take a bow at the end, and the conductor's taking the glory. So there's this unfairness, maybe a play within the orchestra sometimes against the conductor. Mm-hmm. this could be also reality, you know. I never played in an orchestra, but I could imagine that it works a bit like that.
Yes. Describe for us, Eric Gauthier, a little bit of the movements, the style in which you choreograph.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always the thing, I'm still very young, you know, I'm 33, and it's a very hard thing for a choreographer to develop his own style, yeah? Mm-hmm. It takes maybe years of work to realize who you are. The one thing I did know from the beginning on is that the direction of modern dance for me, in Europe especially, this is where we live, mm-hmm. is a bit, it's dark, I find, and sometimes it leaves the public leaving the theater, and they're not quite sure if they liked it or if they got something out of it. For me, going to see dance is like going to see a good movie. You should leave the theater, either you cried or you laughed, or not at all, but at least you should be left with pictures and with thoughts and feelings. And mm-hmm. So this is where I want to go more into the direction of, let's say, humor. This is my one thing that as a choreographer I've discovered, that I can make humor in dance, which I thought it's...
Which sounds a bit hard. Is it?
It's so hard. And some famous choreographers, they came to me and they said, if this is your talent, mm-hmm. use it. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. no one else can do this.
Yes.
It's the hardest thing to make someone laugh with good modern dance. And so I said, okay, well. And then I followed my gut
yes.
feeling. And I don't say I will make only funny pieces for the rest of my life, but the one for the dance salad is definitely going to make someone smile. Yeah.
Well, wonderful to hear about your piece, Orchestra of Wolves, performed by Gauthier Dance. Thank you for talking with us, choreographer Eric Gauthier.
Have a good day.
Eric Gauthier is artistic director of his own contemporary dance company based in Stuttgart, Germany. The troupe makes its U.S. debut with performances of his piece, Orchestra of Wolves, tomorrow night and Saturday at the Wortham Center. Gauthier Dance is one of 13 international dance companies appearing on the 15th annual Dance Salad Festival this weekend. Also scheduled to appear is the Central Europe Dance Theatre of Budapest, Hungary, who perform Eva Duda's piece Carnival. The two choreographers spoke with Catherine Liu, as did Dance Salad artistic director Nancy Hendrick. Each of the dance companies perform their pieces twice over the course of the three rotating programs to be presented tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday at 7:30 at the Wortham Center. Tickets will be available at the door. They can also be purchased in advance through the Dance Salad website, and we have posted a link to that at our website, kuhf.org/thefrontrow.